Let's leave it. I made notes. I'm going to come back to it. The recorder's tech fund is 905. And he has a zero lined out. I don't think it would make any difference to him where that balance went. That's in the recorder's tech fund. In fact, if it's more or if it's less. So shall we pick on one line, either the tech expense or recorder's expenditures? No. Recorder's expense or recorder's tech expense. Whose line do you suggest, Ray?
Four. Make it zero out?
Yes.
For the balance. And use the recorder's expenditures at 905.50.
All right. That's what I'm doing. So what will happen is you will move whatever that balance is into that line. We'll be done with that, correct?
Yes. Notwithstanding.
So we're all set on that, Dan, whatever that, okay. Prosecuting Attorney Delinquent Tax Fund, which is 909. He does not break down what his expenditures are. We're going to get called on this, right? The state audit. It doesn't matter what happens in the local. They're going to say, you're approving expenditures as a county commission and don't have any clue what they are. And they're right. We can wait until that time comes and we can do things differently in the future, but we need to put lines in that they utilize.
They may call you on that, but if they say that you're approving expenditures over what they are.
We know what they are when they come through.
But right. And so you're not approving expenditures. You're only approving the amount to be spent.
That's correct. Yes.
And
that's
so more, you may get that.
That's better. More correctly stated. So what they're going to suggest is that when we approve what's going to be spent at the beginning of the year, that we have an idea what that is.
And you talk to somebody that gives you this heads up? Or?
I went through a dozen of those audits. Got called out of where he was, so I remember.
I may be wrong, but I'll be surprised if they do any small firms.
I was always surprised when they did also.
And in all reality, if I felt like you were being negligent in your duties here, I'd be telling you so. So when you approve all these, I feel like that you are doing, you know, I think it's my job to protect you too. And so I don't feel bad at all about that.
When we approve, the total of these funds, when you add up the different funds, are about $1.5 million. Don't you think that we should have some idea the taxpayers' dollars are going to be expended, and that we have some fiduciary responsibility to taxpayers?
You have some, but I think that especially when it's divided up amongst those. I think that the majority of that fiduciary responsibility falls with the elected official that has the actual statutory duty to spend those.
I understand, but I guarantee if they do something wrong, it's us that's going to be included in that lawsuit.
Well, you'd be out of order, I'm sure. That
I promise you.
But unless
we're at 32 of them right now.
I don't see it as a problem, but it may be.
Well, let's see. I don't have anything wrong with this. I'm not suggesting that there's anything wrong with it. But I think that when we can ask the right now to give us a more detailed listing of what they intend to spend this money on. It might also help out front if we could counsel them. Shouldn't go buy $1,000 worth of t-shirts without bidding them. I'm not pointing them out. This happens in different departments, but there are laws that we need to adhere to. And before we receive the bill, it would also give us some inkling that it might be happening, that they're proposing it to happen. We can leave it like this. That's okay with me. But again, if you will carry down your fund balance to that expenditure line.
I was like you. I was kind of a little bit surprised that they didn't understand that there was a bidding process and that it happened.
I was kind of surprised that they tried to tell us.
I understand that they have legal battles over there in different realms of legal, but you know that there's legalities there, there's not legalities there.
Flood control, 916.
This is one who is from Helen's office, and it has to zero out of there, but I think it's every 2 or 3 years or something.
What percentage of the flood control money that comes to the county, what percentage goes to schools?
I don't know.
It looks like that on an annual basis, obviously, we are sending it to the schools. And we are retaining... Oh, no. We send the rest of it to our...
Yeah, the wage, yeah. See, so we have to raise.
But it's like 10% or less. Or maybe it's a little more, I guess, than 10%.
Same thing. We need to find out what that apportionment ratio is. It might be 10% to 90%. It might be 20 to 80. I don't know. But then you're going to need to make that call, Rick, and apportion that down below based upon what that percentage is, would be my guess. Who is it that apportions the flood control? Is it the clerk, the collector?
The treasurer. The clerk does it. Yeah.
It's through the clerk?
Sure.
And again, whatever few dollars there are up top, that disposes again for you. Yeah. 925 drug forfeiture. Again, the same thing. It looks to me like he's putting everything into equipment purchase.
I think this has to be equipment.
Then let's take whatever that fund balance is, move it down to that line again. Revolving fund is 926. Do we want to move the fund balance to payroll or to equipment purchase, right?
I would probably go with equipment purchase because...
Well, I noticed that he's got twice as much in payroll best in 2013 than he had in 2012. Did you watch that?
No, I think you're looking at the actuals.
Yes, I know. So 27 has a $5,000 increase.
It seems like they renew it almost every year. I think they just...
I think we had this same discussion though last year and the year before. It's when does it end? But it's like a revolving grant.
I think they've been pretty instrumental in getting it about every year. And I think it's...
Same thing, we'll move the fund balance down to the purchase of equipment. Allow you to zero that budget out. Once you have those figures, is that okay? Can we run back to GCR? We have the you had, Rick, and we'll go through these and I'll ask you what that salary increase is on each one.
Okay, and which budget line?
We're going to hit a whole bunch of them.
Okay.
Are you going to look at the salary?
We're not going to change anything. I'm adding something.
You want to see salary increases?
Yes, I want the 2013 salary increase over the 2012 budget. For example, the first budget is 101. The amount that I have is 219,650 for what was approved, and you have that in your line there, next to last.
The increase is 1,040 in the 101 budget.
That's what I need to know. 1,040, correct?
Mm-hmm. And what did you have as a total there?
I don't have a total.
What you said? You the what is that number you gave?
112 approved, 219,650.
That's for the total, not the total.
Yeah, total, I'm sorry. Then the total that was on the county clerk was 123,752, and the increase in salaries.
County clerk was 4,264.
Increases we granted at the time. We have a 103. 103 elections.
But there's no payroll in it, so there's been any increases. In fact, it's just one of those that probably should drop way down and then tell them what
they will. Okay. 104. Which budget is this, by the way?
That is the papers.
Put that at the top of the list that says Haney County Budget County about maintenance.
Buildings and grounds, maintenance.
Buildings and grounds. It is buildings and grounds, isn't that what I think? That's right, buildings and grounds. Much agree with Renee. We should be tracking what the expenses are over in the judicial facility and or the jail, whether or not we separate those. We should, but
she visited with me and asked me if I could add in two more lines to do that, and that was one of the things I had to talk to you about. We have agreed upon those, and I think she needs to.
I don't want them in this budget. I want them in the jail budget or the. If they're in this budget, that doesn't help. I guess it does. It does separate it out.
Yeah.
I guess it does.
Yeah, I think if you put it in a jail budget, then you give Jimmy the discretion of the spending over there to some degree.
He won't have the discretion of spending those funds.
Well, it's better to be in this department. I
appreciate your thought. Who is it? Is it the recorder or is it the sheriff? That figures the cost of the jail expense per prisoner, divides that up, and sends it in for reimbursement.
I would say that's probably maybe a combination of clerk and sheriff. I don't know. I know Jimmy had told me that he needed to know what it costs us per person to get the federal funds, and yet he's not tracking this as part of the cost. Maybe it just has to
he doesn't want it in his budget. Let me help you with that first. But I told him, I said, as far as the jail, the expenses of the jail, we need to know what those expenses are.
And I agree.
And I don't need to bill the cost of underwear to overall administrative county government. It needs to go to the jail. And so for that portion of it, and for those expenses that are over there, and we need to know that. But it's a discussion we can have. But for now,
I'm going to divide it up if you're not here now. If you want to change that, we'll begin.
We're going to talk about it, but BNG, jail,
and judicial
facility, maintenance cost. How about in approved, help me out here. My budget that I have in front of me says 2012 approved, and then under it says current salaries.
Yeah, remember that was a note I put to myself that her current salaries, right?
Well, that goes over here.
It's 233.
I always forget.
I'm looking.
All right, so is the 233, no, that's the total.
That's your total current salaries.
Okay. What's the increase for this department?
In this department, the increase is $15,433.60.
$433.60. Okay. There's none of the benefits, right? Salaries.
No salaries.
And treasurer.
1,268.8. $1,268.8.
The
collector. $5,782.40.
That doesn't include Melanie, and she doesn't have Melanie more than she has. Right. Yeah. And on that other spreadsheet, it includes that, you know, she got adjusted for the lower salaries. My say spreadsheet, that other column that follows.
I don't think it's in that one either. You mean that's why?
I thought you did that. I thought that's what you showed me.
Well, I didn't, because unless I'll have to look at my totals here. I'll have to run a new scenario to get that. This is to get this spreadsheet.
Tell me again what was in that last column.
Well, that last column was current salaries, but I think that I used the current salaries I had in here, which is was run on 9/10.
Okay. Right.
And I think at 9/10 we had to make those changes yet.
Right.
So I'll run
it. Really need to watch that one. The recorder. Our Are there any in 114?
I don't.
No. 115.
3,868.80.
So you know.
3,868.80. $67,974.40. Yes. 14,133.86.
Has he added an employee as approved?
He added an assistant prosecutor, and I believe that you approved that. And I'll have to look. I don't think anything else has.
14,133.86.
Yes. Thurman, I believe. I don't know what she was a prisoner. She's full time.
That's not the one we're talking about. It's the one for 53.
Juvenile court. Surely we're going to deal with juvenile.
There were no increases in juvenile.
Was approved in January. That's when we made that decision on budget time for the girl.
Yep.
All right. And tell me again what that total is.
$9.92. Yeah, I have not figured Melissa as a part of that. I'll have, so if you want me to figure part of the increases.
No, not if we budgeted her. We did, right? She was included in the budget, so the increase would have happened before. There wouldn't have been an increase after the approval, except for the $90.26. Okay.
That's the way I figured it.
Yeah, because I see it in there.
Okay.
Yes, I do. We had 18 before, and it jumped to 22,280 for myself. Had to be. Purchasing.
Just a minute, because I think I had a few minutes. One that didn't have a different budget, and we just rearranging there.
Is half in this budget, half in the grid budget.
Okay, so you want half the increase, or what do you want there?
Well, we'll leave the part that this came through GCR, right?
Would be 400 dollars and one thing.
How much?
$400 and one thing.
Let's see. I don't think that's really that much, right? $400. Okay. Nothing in transfers or debt service. Judicial bond payments that are carried here, you say actuals were
zero.
$1,075 you got here.
Somebody took it out of there and didn't take it out. Because it should have came out of the
line set up for that?
Yeah, we've got to. That probably was fees from UND. And I just didn't catch it moving out of there.
But this is a transfer. It's not an expenditure, right? So that this is set up as transfers?
This was debt service transfers and debt service. We moved the debt service over to the...
Department service to debt.
It shouldn't be debt service anymore because our debt service is in that.
I know, but it will be for a year or two, right?
The lines will have to stay there.
That's what it has to be. Okay. Well, let's talk about this one. Dan, turn to
122.
Request, I want to put in transfer out to assessment $100,000. We're going to have to look at that and see what the budget is because we may budget without the state at all. We really need to take a look at that. My thought is, I'm going to talk to them up there. We'll budget within the regular assessment fund, GCR, which we haven't been doing, and state. State comes in, and there's no GCR that we transfer. If it doesn't, then there will have to be GCR that we transfer if we want to keep it open. That will change the figure down below where it says total $550,000, correct?
Are you in?
Same account. Law enforcement tax?
Leave the request the same, put that over the approved line. Does that make sense to you, Ron? On that one you were just talking about, rather than change the request, I'm going to put a new column in that just says approved. No. And you can change the approved if you want to.
What are you talking about? What I'm about lost
on this one, 124.
Yes.
I'm just going to put another column in. Put these numbers in this column here. Is that what you? That's what you've done.
Yeah,
I just want to make sure that you was agreeing with that. That we didn't want to change any request to change it.
No, I'm just adding to that. We need to put it in there for them to keep the office open. Perhaps.
And then you can approve it later, even though it's...
Correct, that's just...
Putting it in for the line, that means...
Exactly. It may move to 250. I hope not. All right. 125, law enforcement tax. Law enforcement tax. Oh, this is the...
There was somebody wanted to track all the offenses for the judicial system that the law enforcement, you know, that make sure that we were... Which one of the three? One of you wanted to track what we were actually spending. It should be that law enforcement tax should be paying for.
How about we put a line after that for the judicial facility? Is that all right, Dan?
Yeah. Got it. So
we all know what it is. So it'll be law enforcement tax, judicial facility. All right, we've got a bond payment. The amount is going to be in that set, so you already know what that is, right? $1,494,681.26.
That's what it should be.
Right. Out of that, we're going to have a TIF. We don't have any revenues to start with here. Remember that.
This won't have any revenues because it's a part of GCR. Not even, you know, we if you want to look at the revenues, it would go over to the law enforcement tax and be one line.
Okay, that's
There's one line in the revenue, is what you're saying, in the revenue up front.
I know we talked about this last year, so help remind me about this, Rick. It's a separate tax, correct? Why is it in general county revenue? If it's a separate tax?
Well, it is a general county revenue tax.
It's a general county revenue tax.
The way that we call it a law enforcement tax, you and I do, but I think if you look at the actual wording, you'll see that it's worded so that it comes into the general county revenue, not because a law enforcement tax would be held under the auspices of the sheriff.
We have a sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have a half-cent sales tax that we can utilize that was passed in 1979 in either general county revenue or road and bridge. We put it all in general county revenue, to the best of my knowledge. We have a second half-cent sales tax that's county road and bridge trust. We revised and set up a special fund for that because it was a separate tax. And then we have a third tax that was for capital improvements for sewer purposes. We revised to set up a separate fund for that. So what you're saying is, help me out. We were not advised to set up a separate fund for this tax. And why, I wonder?
Why, I don't know. No, we did not.
Because it's the first tax that's been passed since we've been audited by the state auditor, I think that would be my guess. This is fine with me, so the revenues are in,
we're
in GCR, we anticipate how much those revenues are, and then we pay it out here, and this is part of GCR expenditures?
Isn't it?
Okay, so it's a line item to itself. Where's it at?
The revenues?
Expenditure. Where does it show in the budget?
This is expenditure right here.
I see that. Where does that show?
That is the budget.
Okay. So it has a line to itself. There's going to be other expenditures. There's going to be the law enforcement tax expenditures. There's going to be legal. There's going to be HR. Is that what you're saying?
The expenses that we have are the bond payment.
I understand. It's a general county revenue. It's not in 114. It's a line item to itself, and it's called 125, right? Or whatever it is. Okay, all right. So we're showing that it's going to be $1,700,000. What are the revenues are we going to be in the show?
1.6 something. I've got my number, sir. You're right.
1.625.
Now, what we run into on that, Ron, is sooner or later, last year.
Do we have a carryover on that stuff?
Last year we had enough to pay some expense on the operation of the building. Didn't we, Rick? Wasn't there $38,000 or...
Danny, I'd have to look at that. Right now, in 2012, mine, as of September 30th, as of whenever I ran this, was $1,257,255, and we will probably bring in $1,006,000. So we can look at it at the end of the year and see where we're at. We didn't track it to you before. I probably figured it for you and gave it to you.
You did, and you figured it, and we assumed that we were. We paid for part of the operation.
Well, here's what's going to happen from this point forward, I believe, Danny. We're going to be paying general county revenue towards that bond issue.
Right.
It will not show that we're doing that if we don't set it aside separately. It'll just be monies that are being expended out of the overall melting pot to pay off that bond issue, and the public will be aware that sales tax is not carrying the payment. unless we track it differently than we're tracking it now.
I see your purpose now.
At the end of this year, we'll see whether or not we have taken anything out of the other revenues of the general county revenue. We'll be able to see that, by the way, we're tracking that right now, Ron. At the end of the year, we'll have a total here, we'll have a total in revenue.
I understand, but based upon what you're telling me, we're anticipating that we're going to bring in less monies through this tax
than
what the expenditures are going to be.
Great statement, yes.
So who's going to pay that additional money?
Yes, general county revenue. I agree with you. But we are tracking it this way.
I know, but the public doesn't see that. There's no way the public sees that. How does the public, I mean, they just don't know. And I don't readily see it unless I go in and calculate it. If we had the revenues and the expenditures and we had a transfer line into the DCR, we'd know how much money.
We're going to have it'd be a guess right now. It'd be a guess.
Of course, all the budget guess.
I know, but what I'm saying is when we get down to the point that I think that where you're headed with this, we need the exact figure.
Well, you bet. We need to be able to point to it and go,
here's what's happening, and here's why we need to do this.
Because I believe that we're going to be, and the more that TIF grabs, the more money we're going to have to come out and fork out of general county revenue to pay the bond payment on that facility down there.
And that's exactly what the public don't understand about TIFs, is that they themselves cannibalize other businesses to the point that we have to pay more out of general county revenue than is taken in for these taxes. And you can't convince people over there that are initiating these things that that's what's happening. But it shows it.
I would like, Rick, in your comments about the budget, whatever the amount that we are anticipating is going to come out of general county revenue to pay that's left, that this year the county will be expending funds out of general county revenue to supplement the judicial facility. Would you consider that in your
comment? I think that would be a good thing.
That's a good place to put it.
You need to make sure we remember to do that. I don't think that's a good idea. In the notes.
Now this the way that I remember it, and I'm not going off notes like you were there, but the way I remember it, last year is the first year. This year is the first year that we're having the supplement.
Well, are we actually going to this year? I'm not sure.
We don't know, but next year we probably are for sure.
2013 we will, yeah.
Next year is when the bond payment jumps. Did you guys realize the bond payment jumps up about $400,000 next year?
No.
$400,000?
Yes, sir. I believe
that's a great point for me to talk about why we need these other revenues for. $400,000? Where do I go find that?
You can go to the clerk's office. I have,
Do you know what I'm after?
I think so.
We need to take a look at a copy of the county's bond issue for the judicial facility and the payment schedule. We probably have that up here somewhere.
We do. And
I can ask her for that.
What the initial, I think it was $9 million.
That's a really great point. I'm glad you brought that up, Rick.
It was $9 million.
Somebody answered share my take on it anyway.
Well, let me give you some more details. You just, in the point that you want to capture part of your sales tax, that may be something you might want to look at, but to say that all of those funds over there are unencumbered is wrong. We owe over $10 million in SRF bonds.
I understand that.
And he said they were all unencumbered this morning.
I know. And that those monies are just sitting there. The fact is, we could take those monies and spend them right now.
Can't do it.
Why can't we? Pay off that bond early.
Well, you can pay the bond off early, but you can't spend it on just anything.
No, I meant specifically on the bond.
I thought he was indicating you could spend it for.
Yes, he was indicating.
And I don't think you can.
Not without a vote. Going to the vote of the people, and that'll have to be under a totally different statute than what it's wrote up as.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I wouldn't mind taking that debt off the books, Danny, when we get the money sitting in the bank.
Didn't I just tell you this morning? You look at, I actually had Jack Dillingham look at our COPs. They are not callable until 2016, so it's not to our advantage to try to do that.
Explain that to me. What's not to our advantage?
Well, since they're not callable, we can't just pay them off. We have to put the monies in an escrow account and then those are paid off at the time. Does that make sense to you what callable means?
Yes.
Okay. So we have to probably pay a premium.
Yeah, but you don't know that. More than you don't know that on the sewer. You know that on the cops.
On the cops, I know. I called 2016.
On these sewer bonds, what has just happened, though, is because we're earning more money, as hard as that is to believe, than what the money cost us, we're losing money through arbitrage that we have to pay. And I forget how many thousands of dollars it costs.
$60,000 this year.
Point is, it doesn't do us any good if we can't earn extra interest on it. And we can't. We're prohibited by
federal law. We knew that when we went in. Should have known that when we went in.
So it sure will take a lot of people who are biting me saying, why is that money sitting there? And why don't you spend it? When I say, well, a good portion of that has been spent. Or it's allocated.
I don't know. The reason I don't
did,
think
that. Who did those bonds? You know this?
I think it was Gilmore Bell.
Well, I could be wrong. Why don't you call up somebody at Gilmore Bell and say, figure out and see if it'd be to our advantage to sell this and if to pay these off now? Are they callable? They'll give you all that information.
Well, Jack should be able to.
Jack probably
could. Jack
probably
Jones would be able to tell you everything that we could do.
Is he from Gilmore Bell? He is, isn't he? Yes. He probably is. Familiar with it, but I don't know that he was the one, but I suspect he probably is.
Did you visit? I didn't see him this year.
I did. Like I said, I had him send me a scenario on the cops, and he said it was not to our advantage to do that right now. It's hard for me to imagine when we actually bonded with the cops, the interest rate was between 4-5%, and now down to about 2%, and yet because of our callables to this in 2016, it's not that much to pay them off.